It's deer hunting season. A majority of legislators say they want to ignore the state's biologists who want to stop a practice that could spread a disease that's killing deer. Joining me to talk about that are our Friday political commentators. T.J. Buchholz is president of Vanguard Public Affairs, a progressive political strategy firm. He worked for Governors Engler and Granholm and headed up communications for Lieutenant Governor John Cherry. Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow for Public Sector Consultants. He's also a former Republican majority leader in the Michigan Senate. So this practice has been around for a long time. Hunters put out food to lure deer to an area where they plan to hunt. It might range from scattering some apples or sugar beets to piles of corn or other feed. It's called baiting. And the biologists at the Department of Natural Resources say luring deer to be nose-to-nose eating feed could spread chronic wasting disease, which has killed deer in at least 9 counties, and they want to ban baiting. TJ, this week, legislators voted to approve legislation that would allow baiting, with some limits, to continue. What do you think of that?
Well, I think they're absolutely ignoring the science that goes along with practices of baiting. As you indicated, you know, deer grazing nose to nose, you know, being in close proximity is the best way to spread disease. And, you know, I think if you look at chronic wasting disease and that it's already have a zone that, you know, it's impossible to control, if we don't do something quickly to get on top of it, chronic wasting disease could spread in Michigan across the entire herd. And that would really hurt, I think, the industry of deer hunting generally if the herd were mostly infected with chronic wasting disease.
Ken, when the state hires scientists to help manage wildlife populations and those scientists say, hey, don't do that because it could spread a fatal disease, why would legislators ignore that advice?
Well, I have a little different take on this, at least in terms of process. I think elected officials, meaning the legislature and the governor here, should always have the final authority. That doesn't mean they should always exercise it or use it, but, you know, they're the ones who are directly accountable. And I don't think it's always a matter of ignoring the science. I think good science should certainly inform the ultimate decision, but you know, it's not just a scientific issue. It's also a cultural, social, and economic issue. And those, I guess, factors have to be weighed in as well. Now, that doesn't mean I think it's a good idea to overturn this baiting ban. But I do think, you know, we have to sort of have the right perspective about good science. It should help inform the decision, but in and of itself shouldn't be making the decision.
Well, the Gongwer News Service reports that Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky says he doubted the science that was used to determine baiting might spread chronic wasting disease, and that reversal of the ban is overdue. His logic is backed by the point, how many of you would go fishing and not put a worm on your hook? Which is not exactly the scenario we're talking about here. TJ, it seems some legislators doubt the science whenever it runs counter to what they want. What's the fallout of a policy approach like that?
Well, I think that's right. I mean, and listen, in 1996, right, voters decided on Proposal G. Okay, that in effect created a commission comprised of experts in charge of wildlife management decisions. So politics didn't trump the science. What was best for Michigan. That commission is still in place today. And we know that the ban on baiting has been successful. And we look at bovine tuberculosis, another disease that, you know, can be very impactful. You know, because we banned baiting, this disease, the prevalence in the TB zone has been reduced by 2/3. We know that the science works. You know, something tells me that there's politics at play here. You know, most of the wildlife associations, you know, who look at these kinds of things were opposed to lifting the ban. And I think you'll definitely see the governor veto it. But the bottom line for me is that, you know, we have a bigger picture here to concern ourselves with, which is if we allow chronic wasting disease or other diseases to overtake Michigan's herd, you know, our legacy of hunting in this state will probably come to a swift end. We're already seeing, you know, the decrease in legacy hunters. I think licenses are down something like 40% this year. And we have to reverse that trend if we expect this to continue.
Ken, I want to go back to your point that science is just one factor here, that culture and many other things play into this. When you're talking about a resource like the deer herd of Michigan, and something might be endangering the resource, like the deer population of Michigan, shouldn't that trump any other concerns?
Well, generally speaking, and it depends on the quality of the science and the research, and apparently there's the research that's been done on this issue is pretty good, in that the Department of Natural Resources relied on many studies. But so generally speaking, I think you defer to good science, but it's not the only factor to consider. I'm not particularly justifying the decision made by the legislature, but I am supporting kind of the process that ultimately they have the right, they have the ultimate decision with the participation of the governor, who, as TJ pointed out, is probably going to veto this. So we're going to go back to the baiting ban.
Okay, you guys have been in Lansing a lot longer than I have, and I want to get in. In fact, I haven't been there for a while. I'm kind of on the outside looking in. So let me ask you about the history of this, because we've seen this trend in Washington and more recently in Lansing of how some members of Congress or the legislature say, you know, we're skeptical about this science. We only want sound science, and sound science often is defined, like I said earlier, what they prefer. Is there more skepticism about science when it comes to making policy decisions?
Well, I think that that's true. I think that you're certainly seeing in legislatures across the country, you know, many conservative politicians doubting what I think many scientists would consider sound science. But at the end of the day, this is, you know, what we're talking about here is like a lot of issues where science shouldn't necessarily trump lots of things, but science should always trump politics. And I think that, you know, when you're looking at this baiting ban, I think that you've got some, you know, Senate Republicans in this case who want, you know, who are listening to folks in the industry, you know, listening to the guys who own the elevators, that it's a moneymaker for them to grow the sugar beets and the corn and the carrots to you know, that they can sell at a higher profit for deer baiting. So
we should note it was not just Republicans, though. Democrats voted for it.
No. Well, again, you know, this is a move led by Senator Shirky. And, you know, and I think that, you know, you've got even people in his own district that, you know, benefit from the baiting industry. It's an industry. It's not just a, you know, not just a hobby for some people. So, you know, I do think that there is an economic part, and I won't deny that there's an economic part to this that's important for agriculture across the state. But at the end of the day, you know, we can't cut our nose off to spite our face. And you know, the science and every scientific expert tells us here that to combat chronic wasting disease, which could decimate Michigan's herd, we've got to ban baiting. And that's where I think the governor is, and that's where we all should be.
Ken, the question was, is there greater skepticism among policymakers about scientific reports and science in general?
Oh, I think there is, mainly because sometimes relying on sound science would lead to a decision that is just politically not very palatable to some people. But I fear we've kind of entered an era where it's no longer about science. It's now about Republican science and Democratic science.
Ken Sikkema is Senior Policy Fellow for Public Sector Consultants. He's also a former Republican Majority Leader of the Michigan Senate. TJ Buchholz is President of Vanguard Public Affairs, a progressive political strategy firm. He worked for Governors Engler and Granholm and headed up communications for Lieutenant Governor John Cherry. They join us on most Fridays to help us better understand what the heck is behind the news headlines. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Lester.
Thank you, Lester.